AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden has laid out his budget plan. Saka Magani has a look.
The GOP's already said it will reject the president's blueprint, which he says will cut deficits by $2.9 trillion over the next decade, in part by boosting taxes on the wealthy. He's challenging Republicans to show their own plan.
Then we can sit down and see where we disagree.
They're demanding severe spending cuts in exchange for lifting the government's debt limit, while also calling for moving toward a balanced budget. In Philadelphia, the president noted they're refusing to raise taxes or cut Social Security or Medicare.
How are they going to make the math work? What are they going to cut?
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president's plan would simply create even bigger government. It's unlikely to pass either chamber of Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell remains in a hospital for observation and treatment after suffering a concussion in a fall last night. At a Senate hearing, Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw has apologized for last month's fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
I'm terribly sorry for the impact this derailment has had on the folks of that community. And yes, it's my personal commitment and Norfolk Southern's commitment that we're going to be there for as long as it takes to help East Palestine thrive and recover.
Ed Donahue reports a letter has surfaced claiming to be from the Mexican drug cartel blamed for abducting four Americans last week and killing two of them.
The letter says those who were directly involved went against the cartel rules that include respecting the life and well-being of the innocent and were turned over to police.
There's been a shooting in Germany. Police in Hamburg say several people were killed and several wounded in a building used by the Jehovah's Witnesses. They say a person found fatally wounded may have been the one who opened fire. This is AP News. A former Trump campaign attorney has been censured. Jackie Quinn has details.
Attorney Jenna Ellis is a prominent conservative media voice, in addition to representing Donald Trump's unsuccessful re-election campaign. According to the censure document, she admitted making 10 misrepresentations on TV and Twitter after the 2020 election, including saying on Fox that there were 500,000 illegally cast votes in Arizona and claiming on Newsmax, "We know the election was stolen from President Trump and we can prove it." On Twitter, she called the censure politically motivated by Democrats and notes she gets to keep her license to practice law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meantime, the former president has a new book coming out featuring letters written to him through the years, including from Richard Nixon, Oprah, the late Princess Diana, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.